So yeah, it looked tight at the end there, but you managed to come away with the victory in the end.
Yeah, I thought, in all honesty, I thought we started slowly. I was a little bit disappointed with the way we started, but at times we played like a Premiership football team. We strung passes together, we created problems for Telford, and on another day could have scored more in the first half. And we were excellent. At times as well, we rushed passes, we gave the ball away in dangerous areas, so they had a couple of chances. But all in all, in the first half, I was very pleased. Should have been 3-0, should have been 4-0 maybe, coming into to half-time. But we were 2-0 up, and then a tangle, which gave them a penalty. And, you know, they went to 2-1 and the sending off. And it was a little bit frenetic after that, and then they managed to get the second goal in a matter of minutes, and then it was back to the wall, and we consolidated and stuck with it and tried to relax the players. We relaxed them and managed to get ourselves in front with a good goal from Marcus, taking us into 3-2, and then it was a case of holding on to that 3-2 with the 10 men, obviously. They were going to throw everything at us, and I was delighted. The character, the team, the togetherness and the strength in that was fantastic. And it was more pleasing than maybe finishing at 2-0 and you know, the game running out 2-0 winners. It was more pleasing that not from a personal point of view, because you're obviously a little bit anxious, but in terms of the way that we managed to win that game, it was more pleasing for me the character that the boys showed and the resolve and the strength that they showed. And I said that in there. This was us last season. This is why we were so good last season. This is what it was all about. We are a strong team, and we can grind out results. And we did exactly that today.
The sending off obviously was, well, it looked unfortunate from where we were sitting. Is that what your thoughts were as well?
Yes, I mean, he's had a touch. He's tried to be. It was a poor touch from Adam. I mean, to be fair to Adam, he's playing out of position because he's a right-sided centre half playing on left due to injuries. So it's difficult for him. But he did a solid defensive job in the first half, and unfortunately he was caught napping in that instance, and then he's tried to recover. He's tugged. In all honesty, he may have tugged the lad. Whether it's a sending off, I don't know. You know, the double jeopardy law, I don't fully understand. But it was a penalty and a sending off. We've had it where it's been a penalty and not a sending off in the past. But the laws are baffling. But he ended up getting sent off. And thankfully, it wasn't too harming on the team, because we ended up getting the right result in the end of the day.
Must be pleased as well for Marcus getting two goals. I think he's been struggling with his goal scoring of late, so he must be chuffed to get two goals today.
In terms of strikers, it's been fantastic. We've had Marcus scoring three in the last two or three games. We've had Jason Walker scoring four in four, and Josh Wilson, when he's played up top, I know he played today in midfield, five in five, and you know, it's fantastic. We're starting to score goals, we're starting to create things, and that has been our nemesis over the past season, couple of seasons, and you know, we're starting to turn that corner, we're starting to create chances, we're starting to be more dangerous in the opposing third, and you know, that's great, and it's more exciting for the fans as well, so hopefully they've enjoyed that aspect of it. But we are still solid at the back, and we were again today until obviously the sending off.
And now, looking ahead, obviously next week it's back into the FA Cup. It's going to be earlier kick-off, because it's live on BBC Online. What are your thoughts on that?
No, looking forward to it. Yeah, obviously it's 12:30 kick-off, and it's great that the BBC are covering it. Looking forward to it. And it's a potential banana skin, but so was Stalybridge Celtic. Potential banana skin, but the lads in there, I think it's five wins out of six, is it? Five wins out of six, and hopefully we'll make it six wins out of seven. And it's been a fantastic month for us, and hopefully it'll continue again on Saturday.
Excellent, well done. Thanks.
Thank
a lot.
You. Cheers.